I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Sarah Todd, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, as we talk Sixers getting ready for game two tonight of their first round playoff series with the Miami Heat. And Sarah, Sixers, especially in that second half on Saturday in game one, were just so impressive. What were the biggest things that jumped out at you with how the Sixers were able to take care of the Heat?
I think that first of all, it was defensively, and especially Robert Covington. He was just locked in on defense. He wasn't letting much get by him at all. And I know that his stat line doesn't jump off of a box score. I think he had 9 points and 6 or 7 rebounds, but he had 3 blocks. He had so many deflections. A lot of the steals were because of his defense. They led to steals. None of them were given to him, but it was just really impressive. And then, of course, the switch, putting Ersan Ilyasova into the starting lineup to start the second half, created mismatch problems for the Heat, and Hassan Whiteside just refused to guard out on the perimeter.
Sixers won't have Joel Embiid again tonight. They didn't have him in game one, didn't have him for the last several games of the regular season and their long winning streak. Are you surprised at the level they've been able to maintain without Embiid in the lineup?
I think that when he first went out, I was a little bit surprised that they continued to win. But now that they've won so many games without him, I'm starting to not be surprised at how good some of these young guys can be. Ben Simmons has really just taken the reins of the team and stepped into a little bit more of an aggressive leadership role than he had before. And it speaks to his maturity, and it speaks to how good of a basketball player he can be. And that's even more than now.
When you look at tonight, game two, what do you think will be the keys for the Sixers? Because I have to imagine Miami's going to try to make some big-time adjustments to get back in this.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that could happen. JJ had said yesterday that he expects they'll probably try to guard Ben Simmons a little bit differently. But then when we talked to Dwayne Wade yesterday, he said he's going to be Ben Simmons. He's going to do what he wants on the floor, like a LeBron James. So it's the other players that we kind of need to attack a little bit better. So I think that if the Sixers just stick to what they've been doing and move the ball well, try to keep the turnovers low, they're going to be fine, because Miami really doesn't have the roster to be able to handle the weapons that the Sixers have.
How surprised are you at the impact that Ersan Ilyasova and Marco Bellinelli have had on this roster and on this team since they came over midseason?
I don't think it's surprising at all that the two of them have made an impact. I mean, Ersan, we knew what he was going to be able to do with the Sixers, because you've seen him in a Sixers uniform before, and he was familiar. So it was a really easy transition for him. Plus, he's the kind of guy that very scrappy. He pays attention to details. He's tough. He loves to take a charge. None of that is surprising. I don't think that a lot of people were as familiar with Bellinelli's game, but he's playing out of his mind. And I think what's really surprising about him is that he plays so incredibly well off the ball, and those cuts, and his defense is also better than most people were expecting too. But in all, I mean, he's a veteran. That's what he does. He makes clutch shots, and that's what his game has been for years. So it's not surprising to me, but it's really great to see with the Sixers.
Sarah Todd, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers getting ready for game two tonight. Sixers and the Heat at the center. Sarah, if someone wants to check out all of your stuff, what should they do?
You can read the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, and Philly.com, or you can find me anywhere on social media at NBA Sarah.
Sarah, thanks for the time and insight.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.